106.9 WCTR, the greatest hits of all time. And here's something you should know about the Chestertown Rotary. Spring Fling is coming up. That'll be here before you know it because, you know, this is, in fact, it'll be one level month, today being February the 2nd. This happens March the 2nd at 5:30 at the Chester River Yacht and Country Club. And this is the show that everybody's going to be talking about. The featured entertainment is Reggie Rice, who combines comedy and magic together. And he's a pretty amazing guy. We had a chance to talk to him on the phone earlier in the week, and we wanted to share that conversation with you. It ended up being a whole lot of fun, and boy, what an exciting guy he is. All right, Les, so the Chestertown Rotary, of course, is having their third annual Soup and Sip that'll be happening at the Chester River Yacht and Country Club. That's going to be happening on March the 2nd, starts around 5:30. Headlining the show this year, and I'm so looking forward to this, is a guy who combines comedy and magic. Guy by the name of Reggie Rice, comedy illusionist, and Reggie is quite the talented guy. Reggie, I was looking at your resume here. You've done some really high-profile shows in your career.
Yeah, you know, that's what my mom tells me I've done, so I make sure to put it on the resume. So.
Yeah, it says here that you've performed 5 times for First Lady Michelle Obama, opened for singer Jordan Sparks of American Idol fame. That must have been fun.
Yeah, those are back in the early days. The Jordan Sparks thing was fun and exciting. I actually performed opening for Michelle Obama at Children's Hospital 5 years in a row. The First Lady of the United States reads for children during Christmas time. Mm-hmm. At Children's Hospital has been for last 100+ years. So I was privileged enough to be able to perform for the children before she came down and read to all the kids. And that was, you know, quite an amazing experience. I even did it the following year. I think 1 year Melania was there the next year and did that as well. But yeah, it was quite the experience.
I'll bet. You were featured also on the Travel Channel. You've done lots of TV too. I've seen you on local television shows and so forth, news shows.
Yeah, it's you know, there's always those magic is great for TV, not so much for radio, unless you're. But I am levitating right now, actually.
Oh,
and,
very cool.
You're doing a very good job. I can just sense it. Yes.
So let me ask you this, Reggie. What inspired you to start doing magic?
You know, I guess entertaining. I've been entertaining ever since I could walk. I actually have an article that just got done. I was on the cover of the Linking Ring, which is the International Brotherhood of Magicians has a magazine. It's probably the largest publication for magicians, and I was just covered on this story, which is the reason why I can go into my own story so easily, because we did a quite extensive background. But I actually started working at a family entertainment center down here in Hollywood, Maryland, I did some birthday parties, and I did a small magic trick for a kid at the Rock Wall, and the dad gave me $5. And I was a 19-year-old kid. $5 means extra food for lunch.
That's
so
right.
The next day, I was all right, what's 2 tricks gonna do? So that was the start of it. It was a practical versus a business sense. I actually got started as more of a hey, this could be a career. Whenever I met a professional magician at a food show in Ocean City, and he introduced me to the International Brotherhood of Magicians. We went to a convention, and the rest was history, because it was like, oh, there's people out there doing this for a living and making a really good living at it. I talked to this guy, his name was Giovanni Lavera. I'll never forget. He's a friend of mine now, and I was young enough and dumb enough not to know the rules of the game, and I was like, hey, so how much do you make? And he was very tactful in the sense of let me know that he'd been working this convention for the last 11 years, and his first convention he worked in 11 years ago back then, which was I think 2014, and he was like, I made thousands of dollars just for this one day. And I was like, oh, okay, so this is like a real job. Like, you know, you can really make money at it.
Mm-hmm.
And then we went to the convention. It was in Cleveland, Ohio, and it just took off from there. I met and became friends and met my mentors from some of the best magicians around the world and still to this day. And so it was quite a whirlwind, but it started with something, just a simple trick.
And I guess you do a lot of cruise work and so forth too, yes?
I started right before the pandemic. I have some mentors and friends of mine who've been in cruising for the last 30 years, and they joke around and say, as soon as you got in, it closed down everything. Obviously, I wasn't the cause of the global pandemic, but that's the way it seemed. I started right before the pandemic. I did one contract to Hawaii. I did another one to Florida, and then, you know, everything kind of closed up. But I started back up in May again, and then ever since, I have done... I just did the math the other day. I have done 3 different continents, I think 14 different countries, and just all over the place. It's been amazing. Cruising is fun, and the show is great. That's actually the show that I'm going to be doing for down the road from. So that's going to be exciting. But cruising is fun, but I love doing it on land. Mm-hmm. A little bit more flexibility.
Mm-hmm. And you do several different types of shows too. I was looking at your website here, which is a great site. You know, our listener friends can go to it at ReggieRiceShow.com, and it shows the different types of offerings that you have. You do an adult show, a family show, an illusion show, and you do a lot of fundraisers too. You spend a lot of time helping out others.
Yeah, you know what? Obviously, you know, getting earlier in my career was one of those things where I always wanted to give back, and people would ask me to do different things, and it was more or less for the families. I did Children's Hospital, obviously, and I did that for free for years, but there would be sometimes where families would ask us, hey, we're doing a family fundraiser, and it was going directly to the family, and I would love doing those because, you know, I felt like I knew exactly where it was going versus a bigger conglomerate and stuff like that. I also, you know, did Relay for Life and stuff like that, but I found I did those earlier in my career, and it really made my career in general. I didn't do it obviously for the career, but it was like, hey, just something, the right thing to do, and it's really, really benefited me. So I always tell people, if you have an opportunity to give back and do something for those organizations, like the Rotary Clubs or the Lions Clubs or any of those clubs who are literally just doing stuff, it will come back to you tenfold. So I love
that. How did you come up with the idea to combine comedy and magic? Because that's kind of rare. I there are a lot of magicians out there, and there are a lot of comedians, but putting the two together in a show such as yours is pretty amazing.
You know, I appreciate that. I do consider, when people watch my show, you know, you mentioned I have different shows, and they're all funny in some way. It's just my natural character was just a funny clown, the class clown, obviously. And whenever I got started, it was never the top hat and the dove. And I actually did try it. I had some birds and stuff, and I tried to be serious, and it just didn't fit. I mean, you got to do what makes you feel happy and what appeals to you. I actually got started in theater whenever I was in school. I didn't really get into magic till I was 19. So I always came to it from an actor playing the part as a magician. And my character was always the funny, the fool. A few years ago, we changed the name to Fool of Illusions, and it literally just fit so perfectly, just because I'm definitely a fool on stage and off. And even, you know, we've been working on it. As you said, I have a show that's not strictly for adults, but it's more adult comedy, and we call it Adult Daycare, which is what I'll be doing for the Rotary Club here. And it's really, really fun, but it's completely family-oriented, and the kids could come to it if they wanted to. I did a show in New Jersey not too long ago, and they had a bunch of kids show up, which is not necessarily perfect. But it's, you know, some card tricks and some different things like that that's more geared towards adults for the magic. But there's nothing raunchy about it at all. It's a, you know, family-friendly, obviously, atmosphere at every one of my shows. But, yeah, it's just natural for me. me, I guess.
Well, it was interesting as we were speaking earlier and you were talking about that as a career choice. I wondered if that was a tough sell to mom. Gosh, mom, I'm going to go be a magician. How did that go over?
It's still going. No, actually, you know what? I love my mother to death, and my dad has passed a few years. It's been 14 years ago, but they were always very supportive in whatever I wanted to do. But my mom is Jehovah's Witness, so she never really. I can't say she didn't support it. She was like, you know, there's other things you could do, but she wanted me to be happy. But I will tell you that I go cruising, and I did a month-long contract in St. Martin, and she had no problem coming down and enjoying that, which I love to spoil her to death. So in that sense, there, you know, I'll tell all those people listening, you have those kids, and you just, oh, I love kids, but they can make you want to, anyway.
Anyone who's been a parent can relate to what you're saying, yes.
Yeah, every mom knows exactly what I'm saying. you never know if that child might be the one to, take you on a month-long vacation, so just stick in there because they're going to pay off one way or the other. Hopefully they won't be the ones. If you did a great job like my mom did, they won't put you in a home, basically.
That's a relief, I'm sure, for many people. I do have one quick question to ask you. What's your favorite audience?
Oh, my gosh. Anybody who fits in the ages between 2 and 102.
Well, there you go.
So I've done some senior centers or some retirement homes, and it was like, if there's someone who's over 102, I'd have to ask them to leave. I tell you, that's a really difficult question, and I really don't. I know it's a lot of times it's a cliche, and it's like, I love all audiences. The ones who are there to have a good time, because I've done birthday parties and daycares, and I love it. I can just mess with these kids and have a great time and just be as goofy as possible and not necessarily have to worry about the creativity and the jokes or the magic. You can literally drop a piece of cloth 10 times and they love it every time. And that's so fun to be. And then I've done a show in the same day. I did a daycare. I did a senior center, which, believe it or not, the audiences are quite similar. The older they get, the more they just want to laugh and have a great time as well. And then I've done middle schools and high schools all within the same day. The middle school, I will say the least favorite. My least favorite is middle school. They are the worst. I love all kids, but they're just the most difficult to get to. And what happens is when they get super excited, they can't stop talking. So it takes away from the show. But I just, all of them are different. I do love my illusion show. It's just the culmination of my hardest work, because I love the bigger props and stuff. And I've been working on it for, 20 years, putting together. Now I have a 24-foot truck worth of props and illusions and dancers and assistants. And I love the theatrics to that show. Mm-hmm. Each show's different. I don't know if you're a mother or a father, and it's the picking your favorite child. Mm-hmm. It's hard to do in front of an audience. You have one. It's just hard to say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's right.
Well, Reggie, listen, I so look forward to meeting you here in person on the 2nd, and I'm looking forward to the show. I know many folks are already talking about it. The Rotary is super excited. And this show, by the way, along with all the activities that evening, go to benefit the scholarship program of Kent County Public Schools. So we're helping some folks get an education by so doing. And, I'm so excited. I urge everybody to check out the website so you know what you're seeing. You're going to have a really good time. You go to ReggieRiceShow.com. And Reggie, we'll see you soon.
Thank you very much for having me. I look forward to it. And if you come into the show, you might even get a chance to give $100. I'm going to be giving them out.
Ooh. All right, then.
Exactly.
Reggie, take care.
Thank you. Have a nice day.